Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents, our great podcast here on YouTube and Spotify. And we are super excited to be joined by Dan Augustine, who is the creator of this beautiful thing behind me right here, this great, great project, this great gig poster for our Cedar Ridge sessions. Dan, thanks so much for taking time to join us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so I kind of got introduced to you because of a poster that you did for the Ice Dance Festival at the Heidel House in Green Lake earlier this year. And it was super catchy. I think if you remember, this kind of this old man winter kind of look, and it's just, it was just really, really captivating. I'm like, man, we need that for the Cedar Ridge session. So I was able to reach out and connect, and we gave you limited ideas to come up with something. And hey, we want nature. We want to make sure that it's outside. We're in the Cedar Ridge area. We want some cedar trees. And you came up with an absolute hit, man. What a beautiful thing this is. We're excited to announce it, but we just want to talk about the process, I guess, a little bit. So how do you get into the gig of being a poster gig designer?
How did I get into the gig? It's interesting. So when I was a kid, my circle of friends were all immensely talented artists. All of them, have gone on to do great things in the art world. I was never that good. And I just kind of told myself that this is horrible. But I told myself, you're never going to be able to do anything with this. You're not very good at it. You need to drop it like a hot rock. And so it wasn't for years that I'd pick up a pencil again. And I would tell you that I think the most transformative moment in my career, a few years back, a decade ago, I got to hang out with an internationally recognized artist and humorist and just one of the kindest souls I've ever met, a fellow by the name of Gary Texali. And I got to spend the day with him, and we talked about everything. But we you know, spent a lot of time talking about art, and Texali's big thing was just like, just draw it. You know, you don't need to draw for anybody else. You can draw for yourself. It doesn't matter if it's perfect or not. What matters is you just do it. And it was extremely motivating for me. I'd say about a month before COVID hit, I transformed a storage room in my basement into a studio. And I just started getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've got two kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old who occupy most of my time. So I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and draw. And I would just draw for myself. Put some stuff up on Instagram. There's a band in Colorado by the name of the Lonesome Days that saw a piece and reached out, asked if they could use it. And like, oh my God, yeah, absolutely. That's so cool. And you know, things really kind of took off for me from there, especially in that environment, where, you know, incredible things are happening in music there. I started getting a lot more calls, and again, as somebody who's intensely self-deprecating and is full of doubt, to have other people reach out and say, could you put something together for us, has just been awesome. And so that's it. That's it in a nutshell, how I kind of found myself here.
I just want to give our watchers and listeners just an idea of how we set this up. And for Dan, we're like, hey, we'd really like you to do something. Here's the concept. So it's outside. It's during the summer. It's at dusk, and it's in Ripon, and we want to have some nature involved with it. And you were able to come up with this really, really great drawing. I just want to share the screen real quick, if I can, with some friends here, and just kind of give you the original look of kind of the first drawing of what this was all about and how this kind of came together. And you gave us a bunch of great options, and we kind of really gravitated towards this one. Talk a little bit about the process of kind of putting it together and what you thought about that first design initially.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, in my line of work, I'm supposed to love all of the options equally, right? I wouldn't present something to you that I wasn't willing to stand behind, but you most certainly went with the favorite of the group. And so where it came from, I have just a real passion for small town Wisconsin. I have spent a lot of time camping over the years, and you know, the best part of that, or at least one of the best parts of those trips, are just driving through and across Wisconsin and seeing these great little towns. And you know, if it weren't for the destination, I'd want to pull over and walk around, grab a drink somewhere. And having been to the area before, I know Ripon to be one of those gems, right? Like this little community that's just begging to be discovered, not for any one spectacular thing, but just for the sort of charm of it. And so I like the idea of this like giant king sitting amongst the trees, sort of examining a gem that he found and is contented by it. I loved the feedback that you guys gave me. Just the love the concept. Can he be a musician? Like, oh yeah, right on. Now we can sink this giant guitar into the river and we can add some salmon to it jumping around. And it really was as simple as that. I like getting to know the bands a little bit in advance, listening to some of their music and getting a feel for it. It's interesting, and I'll segue. One of my very first jobs was I got approached by a friend of mine who I didn't know a lot about his music, but you know, he came to work every day dressed like, you know, a member of like Mumford and Sons, you know, sure, vest and cap. And he very sheepishly asked me, like, hey, would you be interested in doing something for our band? And I'm like, yeah. Give me, I need a CD or some MP3s of the music, and let me get a feeling for it, and then we can do something. And based purely on his physical appearance and his approach, I just assumed it was going to be, you know, some bluegrass, some soft folk. And I put the CD in the machine and cranked the volume, and it was the loudest, angriest death metal I've ever heard, right? And so I had already decided that it was going to be this illustration of sort of this sleepy old man fishing, and had to completely re-engineer the concept based exclusively on that, like, death metal. Yeah, a lot comes from the customer when I get that direction. A lot comes from the environment, and certainly a lot comes from the bands themselves.
And what I'd like to point out, the subtleness as well, where like what's important to us, Dan, is not only this be, you know, eye-catching and in the area, but we'd really like to work our logo in, because our logo is just very iconic for us. You know, people recognize it easily. And how do you do it? You put it in the shirt, which is awesome.
I wasn't sure, you know, a lot of folks want their, you know, make the logo bigger. That's the thing in our business. So you guys were incredibly gracious in letting me do that. I think it's super fun. It's subtle, but it's definitely got a presence in the poster.
So is this just something you do for fun? This is, you know, I mean, make a few pennies here and there on some things, and it's just the love of it, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I'm very, very fortunate to have a full-time job. I'm the creative director at Epic Creative in West Bend. It's in the top five southeastern Wisconsin ad agencies. We're full service. I am very fortunate to have that job. I'm not as interested in making a buck as I, like I said, I just like drawing. I enjoy drawing for myself. I surrounded myself with artist friends that anybody would think what I do is interesting or cool, or want to, you know, attach their music to my art. I find that incredibly humbling, very, very flattering. Yeah, it really is. I just enjoy playing in my sketch pad. Like I said, at 4 o'clock in the morning, my house is dark. It's silent. It's right. You know, there's the smell of coffee brewing, wafting through the air, and it's just me and a sketch pad. It's it really has, especially in the past 3.5-4 years, become my answer to meditation.
As you've kind of worked in this role of designing things for bands and musicians, and their response has got to be incredible, because, you know, we were blown away. All of the bands that we've got performing on this bill are so excited. They've been sharing it tremendously about it. They're like, whoa, this thing is just totally rad.
Yeah, that's I saw that myself. And that's, again, I'm so honored. I think what you all do is so cool. And yeah, you can ask me, like, why do I do this? And I can tell you that I do it for the love. But I, especially coming to meet bands and musicians, those folks are like, they're really in it for the love. That they're in it to get their music out there. My experience is they're not in it to make a buck. Like there's not a wealth of money out there in it. And so when you see somebody on stage performing, I mean, they're doing it because there's something in them, you know, they're driven to do this. It's a passion as well as a talent. And so to be even remotely associated with that is so cool.
We really do appreciate it, Dan. I would love the opportunity for you to kind of let everybody know where they can find you on your socials and how to get a hold of you. And in case they want to reach out, in case they want to see more of the great work that you're doing.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I'm not even sure myself. So like I'm the classic case of the cobbler's kid has no shoes. I don't have a website. I'm super fortunate that Instagram came along. So if you want to find me, everything that I've got is on Instagram at Dan Augustine Draws, and that's Dan_Augustine_Draws.
There's a lot of really, really great stuff there. So, Dan, from all of us here at Thrasher, we can't thank you enough, for the work that you did on this project for us. We're so excited about it and looking forward to it. It just brings a great identity, to what this is all about, and you included it so well.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for doing what you folks do. It's amazing, and I'm lucky to be a part of it.
We really appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, right on.